Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Come in, Mary. Mary,
welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. It's Wednesday, baby. That means it's a humba, 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 humba day. And you know we love Mary Jane.
Every time I hear Mary Jane, I think about Craig and Smokey.
Man, I do too.
God put this here for me and you.
Dude, by the way, my dad did not know who Ice Cube was.
Oh, really?
Until I go, you remember Friday? He's like, yeah. He's like, that's Ice Cube. I'm like, damn, Dad. You're so funny.
You should have showed him a whole NWA.
I know, trust me, I did. That was what we did on Easter Sunday.
Like Jerry Curl Ice Cube.
He's like, who's Wu-Tang Clan? I was like, Lord.
I can't wait for that. You brought a Wu-Tang Clan. You got Go-Face. I can't wait for that.
Jerry, it's going to be fun.
RZA.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace to ODB.
Riverbeat, that's going to be May 2nd.
Ghostface Killer.
Man, Soup Diop, me, going to be down there tearing things up. It's going to be a good, good, good Saturday, just like Saturday on April 18th, which is around the corner. The only problem is, on April 18th, that is only what? Is that 10 days away? Is this the 8th?
Yeah, 10 days.
Hell yeah, damn right. But guess what? We only have 2 days left.
To get the things.
No, yeah, you have till the 11th. So that's Saturday. 3 days. It's Saturday.
Yeah.
How do you become a team at the World Wing Fest? Let me just tell you something. Go to worldwingfest.com, and I'm going to remind you people something. You want to enter this year more than any other year. And the reason is because this is the 24th annual Championship Hot Wing Contest and Festival. It is going to be awesome. It's at River Garden Park on Riverside Drive. Now, that's the Jefferson side. You know what I'm talking about? We ain't talking about on the other side, like Laughlin Yard area. We're not talking about the other side of Tonley Park. We're talking about Jefferson and then everything to the right. It is absolutely beautiful. It is always a great event. And the reason you want to enter a team, it's only $250 to get a team. All you have to do is have a grill, some charcoal, or however the hell you want to cook it, and make a damn good wing. And the reason you want to, if you've never been in it and you want to do it this year, because it's the first year, it's called the reset. Every 5 years, they give away $25,000 in cash prizes to the top five teams who rank the top five over a five-year period. You see what I'm saying? But every year, they give $5,000 also to the new one, to the newbies. Do you see what I'm saying? So, like, if you're not a part of the Wing Cup standing series because you haven't been in it for 5 years, well, then you won't be eligible, obviously, for the $25,000 cash prize. You are eligible for the $5,000 cash prize, but you enter this year and you do it 4 more years, you're going to be right there in the standings for the $25,000 cash prize in 5 more years.
So you need how many more teams now?
I need 3 teams. Actually, I haven't talked to Paulo if anybody else had joined. I did have somebody who said he's definitely going to get a team and he's getting it together. So I know that if I want $1,000 donated in my name and DJ Superman's over at Hot 107's name, I need at least 3 teams. We've gotten 7 teams to add. All you go to is worldwingfest.com, get signed up. Say you want to participate as a team, and again, your $250 gets you and all your homies in. You get to cook wings. You get to be part, if you want, the dance contest. If you want to be a part of the hot wing eating contest. And you know, my homie lost last year, the 2-time reigning champ. Remember, he got, like, he wanted to be cool. So he chugged 2 beers on stage before. Right. He had too many suds in his belly to get them wings down fast enough.
Man, I almost see a 2-time reigning tramp.
Yeah. I did.
You're crazy. I just listen to you sometimes, dude. You are amazing.
I'm sneaky.
Sneaky.
I'm sneaky. But seriously, though, people, so it's $250. It's only the money goes to the Ronald McDonald House Charities. And by the way, again, if you don't know what the Ronald McDonald House Charities, I know you know what St. Jude is. The kids who are very, very sick, we take such good care of them. It's free. It's one of the best cancer research centers for children in the entire world, if not the best. It does more for young people that are basically dealt the most devastating blow. I mean, you're a child, and next thing you know, you got cancer. Well, you know, like, a kid needs his parents, you know, the people who love him around. Like, you know, that support system. Ronald McDonald House Charities does that. They allow their families and their children to stay without worrying about food and shelter, and it's a beautiful place. If you haven't been there, you can do a lot of things for the Ronald McDonald House Charities, but one of the funnest things that you will ever do is go to Wingfest down in River Garden Park. It is 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. It is a beautiful day. You can buy VIP tickets, by the way. If you buy the VIP tickets, they are $150, and all proceeds do go to the Ronald McDonald House Charities. That, you're like, what do I need a VIP pass for? That means you basically get to drink all the Tito's you want. Eat wings from everybody and their grandmother. You get to walk into the private little booths that they have, and you get to get backstage. It's a very cool thing. I also wanted to be a big because this is not possible without a lot of the sponsors. You know what I'm saying? And RS Financial Group, like one of the best financial groups here in Memphis. My man Chris Sumner is awesome, and he has done a great job of supporting the Ronald McDonald House. They're supporting the St. Jude Walk here in September, ATC Fitness, Road Warrior Staffing, and Universal Access. Thank you again for help making Wingfest, the 24th annual Wingfest, just awesome. And again, we've raised over $385,000 for the Ronald McDonald House Charities. And I say we because I love these guys. Paul Gagliano is a great friend of mine. These people are just great people. And thank you also to Philip Spinoza, city councilman. He's always going to make sure everything down there is taken care of. I mean, it is a fun, safe, easy event, and the money goes to a great charity, and it's April, and it's just 10 days away, people. Go to worldwingfest.com, get your dead gum tickets, baby, and I cannot wait. My man. Oh, we don't have Mo, do we?
No, not Mo, but you got me. So you just
you look good too, though.
You just gave us some great news about about making money for the Ronald McDonald House. But John, I got some bad news for you. If you're a UT Vols fan or an Atlanta Falcons fan,
James Pierce. What happened now?
James Pierce. I mean, it's the. Did you know this already?
Oh yeah. I mean, I didn't know it till earlier. It's okay. That just means, hey, during the first segment, he was still sleeping. Or that bud I gave him was really, really, really good. From Coe's Dispensary in Steele, Missouri.
I knew he was going to.
He was handling show business.
I was doing the show business.
And he was conversing with our guy Landon as well. So I give him that one. I got to defend my boy, man.
Yeah, my homie is, you could say, James Pierce, former Vol and current Atlanta Falcon. I think it was a 26th pick in the 2025 draft.
Yep, 10 and a half sacks.
Rookie year. Yeah. I mean, that you talk about what did Atlanta need?
That.
What did they go get? Two great defensive players in that first round. Right. And how much better was their defense? And now Pierce is screwed. By the way, you know, when you use your car to try to hit somebody, that's like
vehicular assault.
Okay, I got one for you because I know you don't watch the news. What about the Osceola police chief slapping a handicapped man yesterday?
What? No.
Yeah, I had that on Action News 5.
You are lying.
Yeah, so
hold on, time out, back up. Yeah.
Shout out to Huckabee.
Was it a real handicapped person or was it
yes,
like...
Yes, we interviewed him, so this is the lowdown. So okay. Over in Osceola...
Well, remember, Drake played a handicapped person in Degrassi.
He thinks Drake stole someone's job.
But he did. So there's a bunch of people out there who are in wheelchairs who would probably like to have played that part, and this man goes and steals it. Just like hops in a wheelchair and then starts rolling and then hops out. That ain't funny.
Tell me Drake stole it. But over in my girl Huckabee's neighborhood over in Arkansas.
The famous Mr.
Osceola Police, John. They have a new police chief who's been
What is Osceola first? Is that Florida or like Arkansas?
Arkansas.
Okay. Is there an Osceola, Florida, or am I crazy?
I'm not sure.
There's a city in Osceola, in Florida.
Ocala. I know. You're probably talking about Ocala.
No, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, okay. I thought you
were. I might be wrong.
I think it's one of each, ain't it?
All right, I'm Googling.
Ocala. Long story short, we called the cops. You know, we're over in Osceola. We're having an issue. The cops show up, including the new police chief, and I'm in a wheelchair. Well, not me, but the victim was in a wheelchair. He was shot 2 years ago, handicapped from the belly button down, so he can't feel anything. He said that, and we were like, yeah, what? But the Osceola police chief slapped him, Judd, and then proceeded to choke him. I think a lawsuit is coming, forthcoming, over in Osceola. Stay tuned. We'll probably have that on Hardinwood one of these days.
All right, you got to help me out. What could the guy have said from the wheelchair to piss him off so bad?
Well, so we did get the video of him slapping him. I have it. I can show it to you, but the audio is not the best. We can kind of guess what, you know, the guy in the wheelchair was trying to say. But he's in a wheelchair. Just go to Action News 5 and type in Osceola Police Chief. It's on the website right now.
I just put Osceola, Florida slapping handicap.
You said Florida. It's not going to give you Florida.
Oh, that's right. You're right. Arkansas. Thank you. Oh, damn.
Yeah, now he's under investigation, John. So
boy, was he drinking on the job or something?
I don't know, but he ain't going to have this job that long. He's only been the police chief for about 2.5 weeks.
I mean.
Not even that long. March 26th. So, yeah, about 2.5 weeks.
Holy cow. Does he not realize, like, as the police chief, shouldn't you know what assault is?
Yeah. As the police chief? You shouldn't slap a paraplegic man.
The policeman said he violated his personal space. He said, dude, how can a wheelchair dude violate your personal space, bro? You know, he's like that means he's like that high. He's in a chair. Like, he can't get in your face
like,
unless
you
like.
Talking,
is, wait, by the way, is our police chief, is he one of the, is he a midget that's with the Micro Maidens or something? Like, is that, like, Cassie might be like eye level. No, I think at 210, she's still lower.
That's the one you threw 20
feet? That's the one I threw 20 feet. Dude, she's the smallest one. 210, bro. She weighed like 35 pounds.
By the time we get to the end of 2026, we're going to rank your top 10 things that you did in 2026. I want to see where
the ones I can say on
the
air.
Okay, so listening to the audio, y'all, a little bit better. You can clearly hear the Osceola chief saying, don't effing talk to me that way. And then the guy in the wheelchair says something again. But again, John, he's a paraplegic. He's sitting down. He's like 4 feet tall, 3 feet tall at best, sitting down. Then that police chief commits to slap the hell out of him.
I'm not an advocate.
Can I just say this? I want to hear what Jay has to say, but I just want to say, all right, so homie didn't have a weapon, right? Like, he didn't have a gun.
He's in a wheelchair. He can't feel
anything.
He's
disabled and paralyzed from the waist down, right?
Belly button down.
Oh, belly button down. Uh-huh. Oh, no. Does that mean it's not?
Yeah, that's where I was going with it.
Dog, my man. Dude, you think the Apex RF treatment at Bluff City Health and Wellness can fix him?
I don't think he can get with that. If he's from the building now, with paralysis, I don't think they can cure paralysis.
That's the only thing they probably can't cure. But I can promise you right now, if you had erectile dysfunction, son, and you sick and tired of eating them pills, and all of a sudden they got lost, let me tell you something. The Apex RF treatment, it is 15 minutes. There's zero downtime, zero side effects, no needles, bro. I ain't sticking no needle in your junk. You know what I mean? No pills. Just natural performance, blood flow, stamina, sensitivity, baby. And guess what? Confidence.
Now, I'm not for violence of that kind or even more so violence against paraplegics.
You're not a violent person.
I'm not a violent person.
You could have slapped me many a times and you haven't.
I have no reason to, John. You're my guy.
And the last bit of entertainment news I got. John, your boy Big 30, you know, allegedly kidnapped Gucci Mane. Right. You know,
yes, I heard about this.
He has now been ordered by a North Texas judge to be moved to Texas after being granted a $100,000 bond here in Memphis. So, burned it out for $100,000 here, and now he's been extradited to Texas.
The Shiesty Dad got sent to Texas, too.
Yeah, Big Shiesty Dad. They want all of them down there in Dallas. You ain't going nowhere, buddy.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Go for it. Can we call you Big 40 since you're like 48?
We have Gucci Mane and the Pooh Shiesty stuff, right? And now we have
LeBron.
LeBron.
I thought you were talking about like Memphis trepidation. We've been in the news, Joe. If you think about the pop culture.
I mean, I feel like Big 30 and Gucci Mane, that whole situation too. Like, you know, Big 30 is a Memphis rapper.
Yes, he is.
And he kidnapped Gucci Mane.
Allegedly.
Facts. But is this because of the Pooh Shiesty situation?
Yeah, it's all together. Yeah, he was with him. He was with
Pooh Shiesty. Here's proof. One crime will not be covered up by another crime. And if one man has already been proven to be a rat, what makes you think he won't tell on you again? No disrespect, Gucci Mane, you got, you know.
John, let's go do a crime. And by the way, I have my ankle monitor on. Can we go do a crime together with my ankle monitor? That's allegedly what happened. Give me a break, y'all.
With an assault rifle.
Give me a break.
So here's what I understand. So January this year.
Yep, early January. The street started talking.
Pooh Shiesty robbed Gucci Mane, right?
Allegedly. I got your back.
Don't Big Dirty faces charges because they say he kidnapped him to take him to Pooh. Is that correct?
Well, they met up at a Dallas studio. So it was like, hey, let's talk business. And then they show up and they're not on business. They're on different types of business.
And he had an electronic monitor on his ass, right?
Pooh Shiesty had his ankle monitor.
He got an ankle monitor.
Oh, my Lord. You got an ankle bracelet on, you dumbass.
It's a lot of stupidity in it, man.
That's what sucks, man, because this is the thing. And I'm going to say this, and I said this yesterday on Superman, and his eyes got big, but he was like, damn. And then people called in. They're like, yeah, you're right. Rappers from my day are
stealth.
Not.
They were moving stealth.
They aren't like today's rappers.
Stealth mode, baby.
What date is it?
Today's rappers act like little Karens. Not all of them. I'm talking about a lot of them. Like, you disrespect me. I'm on. Let me just turn you up.
Bro,
you can sing about that life, but you don't have to be about that life. Cash your check and go and live like LeBron and just don't say hateful things and be in Nashville every weekend.
Hey, speaking of my girl Huckabee, she's having her state address today. I just thought you would like to know that.
What are you talking about?
Huckabee, man. She's talking today. She's saying what's going on in Arkansas. We got Arkansas listeners. We got to show Arkansas love.
Hey, man, my wife from Arkansas.
Shout out, Chaz. You know, buy a house from her.
I'm showing to Nolan Richardson because he getting a statue. That's why.
Is that what she's talking about?
No, I don't think she's talking about Nolan.
No, oh. John said, is that what she's talking about? My girl talking about taxes and police chiefs, John. She's talking about that.
Now, paraplegic just could have been that reckless at the mouth that he deserved to get stuck.
No, let me just tell you something. Let me just tell you something.
In the wheelchair, dog?
Listen, okay, look at me. Hold on. Everybody has a family member out there, okay?
I'm not doing it. I'm not hitting the man. I'm just saying, how foul could he got to warrant then police chief to go that far? I'm not advocating. I'm not giving it. I'm just trying to break it down.
He said the police chief. Paraplegics
can be foul people, too.
Yes, but I got the police chief saying he warned him and told him to get out of his personal space on multiple occasions. But here's the thing is, I told you, you can't get in his personal space. You're like 3 feet.
I'll bring this full circle. So
you're in a chair, bro.
We interviewed the victim, John, and he said just that. He says, when someone is in his space, I'm in a wheelchair. He said, all I can do is fan. He said all he did was fan.
Dude, all he has to do is say, I don't wear knee pads, bro. I'm in a chair for a reason.
My God, you got my side hurting.
He said that on Channel 5. He said, I was fanning his finger out of my face. And then next thing you know, whop.
Now, see, if he's fanning physically, then the police chief threatened.
That's the only part.
By the way, again, man, the police chief, this guy might be saying some mean things.
Wrong.
But remember, this dude's like got pent up frustration. He's paralyzed from the belly button down.
I'm factoring that in.
Come on, man.
I'm like, the police chief dead wrong.
You think a dude in a wheelchair, the reason he's at the police chief because he got anything else going on in his life?
But he also feel like he ain't got nothing to lose out here.
Exactly.
I'm not advocating for the police chief. I'm just
my man
like,
in the wheelchair, honorary get, little bro. People league, man.
I do have to say, though, the dude in the wheelchair, bro, I watched a Chicken McNugget win a championship.
now we bringing it back to where I'm going.
Like, my man had no arms and no legs and was
just
a cornhole championship.
Not just win a championship.
And
bro,
cap, dude.
And firing pistols.
Yeah. I have no arms.
This is why I had to ask this question, fellas. It's like, hold on. How far did the paraplegic dude really go with this thing? How foul was he? I'm not saying that he should have got slapped.
I'm just saying there ain't no, like, you, I mean, what did he, like, you think at a press conference he's talking about the Chief's mama or something?
It's just one of them, like Chris Rock said. I ain't saying he had to do it, but I might understand why he did it.
We should reach out. Reach out to them. We should have them on the show. We should get the fire chief or at least the victim. Dog, tell us what happened.
I think I would love to talk to the police chief.
Now, that police chief probably under lock and key, Joe. You know he can't talk. He's probably not going to say too much.
I ain't going to let him.
And Big 30, he's in trouble. I mean, he's probably still locked up, too, after
he's been going to jail for a long time.
Yeah, he's already made his bail, John. He's headed to Texas.
Dude, how big is his damn bond?
$100,000.
That's it? For kidnapping?
Yeah, see, that was it.
That damn, also I stole a taxi and beat up a cab driver, and they my bond was $500,000.
But that also shows you the amount of evidence.
Yeah, it was $500,000. You think my parents got me out? Hell no. I stuck for a few days, so they proved it wasn't me. It was his fault. He tried to rob me, and he got his ass whipped. And I just decided I wasn't going to, like not drive myself home, you know? I whipped his ass. You lost the fight. You're not getting my money. And I took it back from him. And I took his keys. And I got in his car and drove off.
Hey, you took his ride.
I mean, what do you think I was going to do? Walk?
Hey.
And then the funniest part, though, is parking in the neighbor I hated. I couldn't stand that dude. And I parked it over there. It was my last little Stoney MacGyver, like, thought, this is great. They're going to come get that a-hole that I can't stand and arrest him. Somehow they knew it was me. I was asleep good, too. They busted up in that house. I was sleeping hard, man. I was like, what the hell are y'all up in this joint? I was just defending myself. And then I even tried. I don't take that taxi. It was probably my neighbor. But, dude, $100,000?
Yeah, that's crazy.
He was out within an hour.
Yeah, he just, like, wrote a check. That's crazy. All right, sports, by the way. Baseball. You know, we got day baseball on all day.
Shout out to Paul Skenes last night.
Well, I mean, his ERA, did you see how bad it was after the first game?
See, you're comparing him to last year. I knew that was going to happen. Like, he's not going to do that again. I mean, he may.
Yes, he will. Listen.
Man, they chased that man off the mound, man. Yeah. Day one.
He didn't get through the first inning.
I couldn't even get home because
he got through six
mound,
and a
man.
Third last night. He showed up last night.
It reminded me of Major League Two when Rick Vaughn went back to his apartment building. The dude at the apartment building dude was like, Mr. Vaughn, I thought you were starting. So I did. Oh, I ain't turned the game on in the second inning. That was Paul Skenes in week one.
That really was. But I will say, since then, he has looked back to
dynamite.
He has, since that, I mean, the Mets game, he pitched 2/3 of an inning, and I think he gave up 5 runs. He pitched against Cincinnati, went 5 innings, and he only gave up 1 run. Then he pitched against San Diego last night, pitched 6 1/3, and only gave up 1 run. So guess who looks like they're back? And they brought their ERA from, 66 point something? To now it's like a very respectable 5.25. It'll get back there. You remember, this is a guy who's got a career ERA of 1.99. It's under 2 runs.
Speaking of the Pirates, they are out on the
They're playing the Padres right now.
Padres, they're top of the fourth right now. Neil.
But there is a lot of day baseball, and I will tell you, actually, I sure hope I put it in because I meant to, damn it.
I had a bet like that yesterday. I thought I did, but it didn't. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought I'd put Baltimore in, and then I opened up my thing later and realized it was still sitting there, and I guess I didn't hit the button. And then I look, and I'm like, oh, great, Baltimore's losing, and then they come back and win 4-2 late. It's like, damn it! But Milwaukee and Boston, that's going off here in 10 minutes, people. If you look at it, you got Duran and Gray. That total is insane. Have you looked at it?
Let's see.
7.5?
Seven and a half.
And unders minus 230. Over 7.5 right now, I got at even money.
I got it even.
I love the over. What are we talking about, man? What are we talking about, man?
Not practice.
This ain't practice. Sonny Gray, that great? Really? And again, how many people have seen my man Duran? He's supposed to be the great next thing since sliced bread, the little lefty. But
and you got a little juice too. Did you see did you see Contreras yesterday? Spikes up sliding in. It's like stop throwing at me, people.
He's gonna be making his major league debut today. I just don't understand how it is that a guy's making his first start in the pros. And we got a total set that bad. Now, Milwaukee, like right now, what do they got, 8 wins?
Yep, 8-3, I think.
Yeah, they like playing good baseball.
The Mets got it in yesterday.
And then, let's see, where's the Bo Sox? I ain't paid much attention.
3-8. Exact opposite.
So they've been sucking.
Complete reverse of the record.
I'm sorry. I'm going with even money over 7.5 runs. There's just no damn way. You know how many kids have come out and dominated AAA, and then they get in there to the pros, and it's like, whoops.
They're like, whoops.
I'm going over 7.5. Like, damn, those guys are
different. Why are you making bets? I got a Grizzly bet question for you.
I ain't betting on the Grizzlies against
Denver. We played the Nuggets tonight. The last time we played the Nuggets, Jokic had 10 turnovers. Does he replicate that again tonight? Does the Grizzlies have his number? That's why I want you to look at
me. No.
Hey, this is that time of year that I get the crazy looks. I don't.
But I'm down. Is there a bet where I can say he has less than 10 turnovers?
I think you can. I think you can bet on turnovers, right? I think a triple-double is inevitable,
I think,
right?
Jokic is he's going to be.
Because he's been, good. I mean, ever since that Wembanyama game that J.M. was like, hey, turn the TVs on, people.
Yeah. Him and Jamal both been on.
Him and Jamal both.
On real heaters.
I like two overs today. I also like the Cardinals and the Nationals over.
Okay. Shout out to JJ.
Miles Michaelis has lost it. He's absolutely pathetic. I mean, the Cardinals might score freaking 7 runs themselves.
So you going with the Cardinals for the win on that too?
I think I might actually do a 2-game parlay with Cardinals money line and over, 8.5?
Mm-hmm.
I think they score in like billion. Hell, I might take Cardinals -1.5 in the over. Yeah, because Miles, man, and you don't think the Cardinals know Miles? You know what I mean? I will say Michael McGreevy's been pitching pretty good this year, by the way. I think his whip is something like under, I know it's under 1.
Dude, you see that point spread for Nuggets Grizz?
What is it, 20?
Dude, it is 23.
23? I was joking. Is it really?
Dude, it is plus minus 23 if your Nuggets, plus 23 if your Grizz.
Well, did you see Kevin Durant?
Over under 244.
Did the Rockets close out that comeback last night?
Very beautifully.
Like, they were down, 21? 21 points.
They had that cut by.
Dylan Brooks should not.
They got the lead in midway to the third quarter.
Don't talk trash to Kevin Durant.
No, leave him alone.
By the way, I think Kevin Durant, when he came back and said, my worst year is better than your best year ever will be.
You got two 20-point spreads tonight, gentlemen. The Bucks are also 20-point dogs to the Pistons tonight.
Dude, Giannis, like, he's...
Yeah, it's over with. Watch this. People are starting to talk about Giannis's draft capital. I think he can still get a lot. I mean, is there no world where we trade Ja for Giannis? Like, I'm just asking. You can throw in first-rounders.
You want to?
I'm asking. No, I'm just saying if we are going to trade him. Because remember, I said don't trade Ja. I'm saying keep him like the Dame Lillard deal right now. Make us look like Portland. Ja and the Grizzlies, you know, whatever. But if you're going to trade for him, why not superstar for said superstar?
If you're going
to
make that move,
Ja is younger. The upside is still there, especially if Taylor gets that job. I mean, think about it. Taylor Jenkins back in Milwaukee. Ja, why are we not talking about
this? I mean, we had this conversation a while ago, remember?
I know. I'm just rehashing it. Just asking.
Bringing it back up because, you know.
It makes more sense now.
Think about if Taylor goes there.
It does make, the way you just broke it down, if you're going to do that.
You're gonna get a superstar back, and we're gonna obviously, you know, empty the cabinet on draft picks
Will Giannis, like, does he have any power to where he goes? Because I'm just saying,
Let me see. He has no
from Milwaukee to Memphis. Like, LeBron James is just gonna troll his ass.
Oh man, from Milwaukee to Memphis, you're right. We out.
LeBron might not even be in the league next year as an active player.
Yeah, he might be an owner sometime soon.
True that, but I would do it. if you're going to do that. But I'm also of that same opinion. I'm not trying to trade 12.
I mean,
because as I stated then, once you trade 12, the interest, I don't really care about a lot of that other stuff, even when you start talking about the draft. And me, Greg, and Eli talked about that this morning. It really comes down to trust factor. I don't trust this organization anymore in that matter. Not so much as being able to acquire the talent, but being able to nurture and cultivate the talent. Also, keep do what you got to do to help keep
so
the talent
healthy.
So you're
saying Kleiman needs to go.
It's a deeper conversation about Kleiman.
And no, John, Giannis does not have a no trade clause.
Okay,
and
so he and
Ja both are under contract to 27-28. 1 year. Go ahead and do it. It's 1 year.
You got a texter says, if I remember correctly, is it Ryan Hollins who screwed this one up? Like, or I don't know what that means. Are you talking about Ryan Rollins?
Ryan Hollins? I thought Hollins just had multiple 10-day deals with Memphis.
I think he's talking about I don't know. Maybe.
Ryan Rollins is the kid in Milwaukee.
Yeah, but like, isn't he the reason that like the trade back then earlier fell apart?
I think so.
Because the Grizzlies wanted him,
or
Milwaukee didn't want to get rid of him.
But it's kind of like they got Ryan Rollins. You got Cedric Howard.
Yeah, I'm just saying it was one of those things. Like, man, wait, a Ja Giannis trade getting held up by Ryan Rollins?
I think we were looking at Ja and Giannis being together.
I'm like, John, I hear is Ryan Hollins. I'm like, what?
Right, Ryan Hollins. I'm like, Ryan Hollins had 10 days with the Grizzlies.
Didn't mean it. I'm pretty sure he's got to be talking about Ryan Rollins.
Yeah, it's Ryan Rollins, though. Yeah.
There's no way.
He hooping, too. I like Ryan Rollins.
Damn, I'm late for a break. We're going to take a quick timeout. Before we do take a timeout, I do want to tell you something. Business owners, pay attention. This is very, 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 very important. Because you know what? There is a company out there, EnviroMaster, that now protects what matters most to you. And again, with EnviroMaster services, man, it's about health. It's about safety. It's about hygiene. And they are a health safety company providing complete disease prevention, odor control, programs for commercial properties and restrooms, restaurants, you name it, they do it. Don't take a chance. Let EnviroMaster kill the germs that kill your business. Right now, EnviroMaster is protecting over 300 Memphis area customers. 300 Memphis. By the way, did you know EnviroMaster has more dead gum places across the country than you can shake a stick at? Did you know that?
Didn't.
98, brah. They got 98 locations nationwide. They are a health and safety company, and they provide complete disease prevention, odor control. And, I mean, you can get a free consultation. My man tomorrow, Dennis Dixon, is going to be up in here. He's their manager, and he's going to make sure to talk to you. And, by the way, if it's good enough for Augusta, it's good enough for you. You think it stinks in Augusta when you go to the bathrooms up there at the Masters? No, smell great. You know why? Because EnviroMaster also does the Masters.
There you go.
And all the good restaurants that don't stink. So we know.
I wonder if Pastor Troy going to be at the Masters.
What's that bar, though, that I went to that I went in their bathroom and I said I almost vomited when I went in and I had to, leave?
At the Horseshoe?
No. It was on Madison. I think I was with.
Oh, you said a bar downtown?
No, I was on Madison, actually.
I forgot.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. I know for a fact they were not using EnviroMaster. And I'm going to tell you, next time I go over there, I'm going to hand him my man Dennis Dixon's card and say, get in touch with him. You can get in touch with EnviroMaster simply by calling 901-500-5361 or go to enviro-master.com. I got wood for you on the other side. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Available locally on your radio dial as well as around the world online at sports56whbq.com. Take us with you everywhere by downloading the Sports 56 app. And at home, just say, Alexa, play Sports 56. Wherever you are, it's easy to stay tuned to Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
V8, 0 to 60, and I'm about to find out.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Johnny,
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. We're about to get five on it. I'm fired up, though, because you know what else we're doing?
What's that?
Wood, because it feels so good, and it's brought to you by my friends, Rick's Powder Coating. My homie Rick's supposed to come up in here pretty soon. We're going to talk with him again. You can always talk with him. It's pretty simple. All you have to do is call 901-367-2771. And you're like, Rick's Powder Coating, bro. Don't paint powder coat. It will last forever.
You think Rick used to listen to the Loonies back in 1995?
I don't know. You think?
You know, never know, man. I Got Five on It was a hit, man.
It's true.
He may have not have listened to the Loonies, but he probably had five on.
Yeah, he did.
I bet on Nick.
Probably had five on.
But I would tell you, man, quality coating, superior customer service here at Rick's Powder Coating. Go to rickspowdercoating.com. And remember, they have the largest batch ovens in the Mid-South. Anything that is automotive, ornamental, or metal, it bonds, it never rusts, it never chips, it never fades, and they have literally every single color. They can make every color under the rainbow. RicksPowderCoating.com. Let's go to Hardenwood.
This is Access Hardenwood.
Oh, my goodness. So we've learned a lot today about
slapping people.
We had a police chief slap a dude in a wheelchair.
Jay Ham sitting there saying, what exactly did this paraplegic say to get slapped?
Slap, man. Just saying.
Or just how sensitive is that police chief?
Yeah, this is the question. Yeah,
he ain't
going to
be there long. He's been on the job again 2 weeks. So that means he's just froggy, right? Like he's trying to show the people at Osceola, I'm the man.
This?
Yeah, he's only been there since March 26th.
Can't be doing that. What'd he say though? I'm still like, what'd he say though? And if really not to get to the bottom of it, D, it's really for instigating.
Dude, this is so awesome for me. Like,
you lucky the family didn't beat him up. You slapped my paraplegic daddy because his son was out there too. You know, of course, we did the story on Action News 5, so I know a lot about it.
Police chief had
his dad was, his son is out there. So if you slap my handicapped dad, what you think could happen?
Oh,
police
dude.
Chief?
I don't even care about the slap right now. Check it out, bro. Look at the pictures of Mike Vrabel and Diana Rossini.
Well, earlier than they were.
Oh, they out in the middle of the desert
together?
Thinking nobody can. Oh, hugging on each other in a pool together, holding hands. By the way, both were married to different folks.
Tracy Wilson is hotter than Rossini, by the way.
Absolutely.
I heard they tried to give you some crap about Wilson.
Oh, why? Because I said hot chick with black hair?
Yeah,
because they were like, that was disrespectful. And I was like, I don't know her name. Like, how am I going to describe her? Do you want me to say ugly chick?
Hey, shout out to Ashley Shamedy, too, by the way.
But again, Diana Rossini, y'all know who she is, right?
NFL reporter.
She's been there forever.
She's on Fox now.
Fox what? The regular Fox?
Fox Sports. She's on Fox Sports. Yeah, she's a regular on Colin now.
Oh, Cowherd? I wonder if Cowherd's going to be like, so, how big is Miss? I mean, he's a big man. But for real, though.
Cowherd coming up right after we get through.
They're both married. They're both holding hands and hugging at a luxury hotel in Sedona, Arizona. It's a boutique resort, basically in the middle of basically nowhere where you're not supposed to be seen. You can tell, look how private they're trying to be.
That's a business.
Like, dude, no, this is trying to be private. So I want to know what a-hole who was also probably cheating on his wife was snapping these pictures.
My man, Harvey Walden over at TMZ.
Yeah, it was probably Harvey.
I think Landon took those pictures.
No.
Some Landon.
No. Another thing I was going to say.
Robert Kraft set that up, man.
Dude, did you hear about Jeremiah Smith? I love this guy.
What'd he do?
And I believe him, too. Jeremiah Smith, he was talking with Chris Lowe. And basically, I guess about, you know, just Carnell Tate, upcoming season, NIL, yada, yada, yada. And asked him a question about, like, have you considered entering the transfer portal? He is the number, I mean, he's the best wide receiver in college. 2 years in a row.
Freshman and sophomore.
Mm-hmm. He said, I came to Ohio State for a reason. That was to win a championship. Develop as a player. And he did that. Mm-hmm. And the most important, I want to develop as a person, and I want to keep building on this legacy here with the people that I love.
You know, the first person I heard mention about him going to the transfer portal, possibly, my man right across the glass.
I was going to say that. Ooh, thank you. See, I didn't want John. I didn't want John to say I'm lying and poppycock. Thank you, man. Shout out to J-Ham. John, you don't remember this last year? I said he should go into the portal and get as much money as he could.
As soon as you said portal,
yes,
and you brought up his goals were winning national. I'm like, D just said this a few months ago.
Yeah, we said that last year, John. That he should go out there and get it, but he's not.
He's making a very good living, he said.
Yeah.
He turned down, he says, $10 million from a coach who reached out to him and said, you come here, we will give you $10 million. Only team right now that's throwing that kind of money around makes me think that was probably Lane calling his ass. Because LSU be spending.
We know it's probably Southern. It wasn't even a Big Ten team that did this, and they got the money. This was a Southern squad that did that because they're looking. SEC people at the top are looking, and they jockeying with this thing with top-level Big Ten people over supremacy. And so they feel like they could take the best player in college football who plays in the Big Ten, best wide receiver at least, that plays in the Big Ten, and bring him back down south. Ain't he a Southern dude anyway? Ain't he from Florida? And ain't he cool with Malachi Toney?
Oh, they're
they Miami guys, right?
I honestly thought Malachi Toney was going to get in the portal and was go up to Ohio State for some reason because the way that, I mean, Ohio State, you know, the way they are. And plus, I think, yeah, they homies.
Yeah.
By the way, could you imagine if you're a quarterback and you had Jeremiah Smith and Malachi Toney?
You see what I'm saying?
Like, you could literally suck and look great.
What's my guy, QB up there? What's his name? Julian Sane?
Yep.
Dude, that's a glove for him.
Dude, Julian Sane would go bananas. But I will say him again. It's kind of like Danny Werfel had a noodle arm when he was in Florida.
And he had hitters on
the But he had hitters, and he had a coach who was running a different style of offense than Steve Spurrier.
That catered to his strength.
Yeah, that catered to his strength. And the one thing he did, he got the ball out. He made the right reads, and all you had to do. And again, he couldn't throw the ball 50 yards to save his life. We saw that at Washington when he went to the NFL. Noodle arm Danny. Wasn't that big. Wasn't that, you know. But, dude, when you got guys out there who are 6 feet, like, you ain't have, yeah, dude, Ike be running.
Anthony. And Jacquez wasn't even 6 feet, but he was
faster than Cooter Brown.
Blazer.
So, like, yeah, like, if you got, like, a Jeremiah Smith and a Malachi guy, you could be, huh?
Cooter Brown was fast.
Dude, Cooter Brown was so fast. So fast. And then the other thing I wanted to mention, we saw the brawl last night. We talked a little bit about it.
My man got hit with the baseball.
I'm going to tell you right now, I love watching these great professional athletes fight. I don't think, though, I've ever seen one. I mean, remember when Nolan Ryan grabbed Robin Ventura and put him in a headlock and just the old man at like 42 years old is just beating Robin's ass? Like, that was pimp, but it was also like a great way to catch him. Jorge Soler came out there and was swinging like haymakers, bro. If he landed one of those on Lopez, did you see how Lopez was backing up? I mean, I'm talking about my man was doing, he was like Deion Sanders backpedaling when he's covering like Jerry Rice or something, you know? It was wild, man, how fast he was backpedaling. But again, who was it? Who did we say was Walt Weiss, the manager, who's 62 years old? Who tackled his 6'4", 260-pound ass. That's a pimp manager right there.
Walt ain't even sore after that hit, man.
No, he's a black belt. Again, y'all glossing over there. He's a black belt, yeah, y'all. He, Taekwondo.
He got that Cobra Kai John Kreese training, man.
He's flexible.
Yeah.
Dang, dude.
Shout out to Walt Weiss. I remember him as a member of the A's.
Wow.
I actually got to see Walt Weiss play. Why he was a member of the A's.
I love Twitter.
Oh.
Why does it do this to me when I'm trying to do a radio show?
And that conversation that we had this morning about your phone being taken over. Nah, nah, nah. That's the reminder that, nah, 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 we ain't doing that. That's a bad idea, homie.
Dude, you won't believe this. Also, the other thing I meant to mention, did you hear about when Bill Belichick was telling a story about he spent $5,000 on a special milk for Tom Brady to make sure that Brady's relationship with Antonio Brown would not be ruined.
Okay. Was it
Antonio Brown was the one who was when he was living I mean when Antonio Brown was for some reason ordering this special milk for Brady and it was $5,000.
And that food didn't even last in New England.
No, he didn't.
He was gone before September was done. Cuz that was in Chicago at the Cubs Cardinals game when they got to, when the news broke that he got released.
But the problem was Antonio Brown forgot to put the special milk in the refrigerator. It spoiled, so Bill Belichick had to go buy the $5,000 milk just so it wouldn't piss off Tom Brady and he'd be fighting Antonio Brown for not putting up his $5,000 milk.
Antonio Brown is toxic, man.
And Bill Belichick's a pimp. Never thought that we would.
That it is.
And by the way, now I'm getting all kinds of Polymarket. Do you know what that is?
No.
I got to take a break, but Polymarket does, it's kind of like gambling and stock market had a baby on basically anything. Okay. I'll tell you more about that on the other side because they have now something you can bet on with Mike Vrabel and Diana Rossini. Will they get divorced? Will they end up having a relationship together or will they get married? You can bet these kinds of things. We're back in Two Shakes Sports 56.98.5 FM.
Broadcasting from the Family Leisure Studio, we are Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Evening is coming to the Graceland Soundstage. Saturday, May 9th at 8 p.m., Jason's thunderous drumming recalls one of the greatest to ever sit behind the skins, his late father, John Bonham.
Now this one's the same. When things get too heavy, just call me Helium.
Now back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy Johnny Radio. Tonight, you know, you do have a Grizzlies game. They play the Nuggets in Denver. That's at 8 o'clock.
Put an eight-leg parlay on it.
What? What the hell did you – can you please give this to me? I got to hear your crazy ass over here. What'd you go – did you take Denver minus 23 and a half? Or Grizzlies plus 23 and a half?
Hold on, I'm pulling that sucker up. Okay, so it's primarily based on a lot of Jokic. So I got a Jokic –
oh, speaking of Rollins –
what, you want me to give it to you?
All right, I brought up Rollins today, didn't I? I feel like we got to add him into our parlay.
Oh, yeah. So I got Jokic to score 20, Jokic to hit at least 1-3, Jokic to record 10 rebounds, Jamal Murray over 24.5, first half total points between both teams under 125, the Nuggets to lead at halftime as well as win the game, the under 56 away team total. So first half Grizzlies under 56.5 and the Nuggets under 69.5 first. That's the one I'm scared of because sometimes they go 70 and 80s in their first halves. But hey, put $5 down to win 70 on that sucker.
I like it. I got five on it.
All it was a little five.
You even played that today, I feel like, or am I just?
Yeah, I just was that. Was,
I did okay. Boy.
Oh, he was talking about the song, the Lord. He wasn't talking about the bed. He was talking about the song.
Right. Yeah. That's what I thought. Okay. Hey, again, ADHD doesn't allow for a lot of memory unless it's stuff that we are so interested in that it sticks. Or I just do this little right with my right hand. I go whoop, whoop, whoop. And it goes whoop, 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 whoop. But I will tell you one thing. I don't have to worry about nothing because I know one thing. I'm a hard worker. And if you're a hard worker out there, then you need to go to Mercedes-Benz Van Center. And you're like, Mercedes-Benz Van Center? Not the one. I'm not talking about Mercedes-Benz right there at Poplar. You know what I'm talking about? Poplar and what is that? White Station-ish? Close to that area. No. I'm talking about the van. They got serious vans for serious workers over at 4430 American Way right down the street from me. The Mid-South source for cargo vans, passenger vans, crew vans, custom chassis. And the thing is, you can get one van. You can get a fleet of van. You can get a used van. You can get a new van. They got it all. Plus, they got fleet solutions, custom uplifts. They can do it all. Certified techs to keep you moving with fast maintenance repairs and a large, large parts inventory, so you're back on the road. Mercedes-Benz Van Center is your Sprinter Van headquarters, 901-237-9302, or go to SprinterVans.com. Mercedes-Benz Van Center, part of the Tag Truck Center family. They're driven to keep you on the road, baby. You know what they say about a Benz. Oh, way.
What Dustin Starr says about a Benz.
What does he say?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, don't forget Dustin Starr. But we got a lot of day baseball today, okay? We got a Grizzlies game. You can bet on Polly Market or Diana Russini. Are they going to get divorced? Are they going to start dating? Or is nothing going to happen? Polly Market is a trip. I'm going to have to, like, we're going to do a segment on it.
They got out.
They also have this thing called, like, Cowsie. There's a couple of them now. Yeah,
this guy, when I was sitting at the sports bar the other day in Mississippi, he was betting. And I'm like, how are you doing it?
My family. Because it's Polly Market.
It was the Cowsie.
Yeah. Well, that one's easier to get in right now. Polly Market, you have to have an invitation. You have to get a waiting list because it jumped up. I'm in it. Took me a minute. But also, one other thing before I leave. Why is Fernando Mendoza saying he's not going to attend the...
Because it's real simple, John. It's because of his mom. If you notice, the dad does not stand at the games because of the mom.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She's a paraplegic as well.
I didn't know that.
So instead of dragging mom all through the pompous circumstances, he's a great kid. He's going to stay home.
Okay, I just saw it came across my thing. Like, I'm right here. And all it says, projected number one overall draft pick Fernando Mendoza says he's planning on not attending the draft. Now, if you read the comments, they are terrible.
The comment section don't read.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah, that's why I come here and sound stupid most of the time, because I love reading these things. But if he's doing that for his mother, that's awesome. You know what that makes me feel if I'm the Raiders? Like I'm making the right pick.
The right call. Well, yeah, he's to be the first quarterback that didn't.
Since Trevor Lawrence.
Won't be on the scene since
and
Trevor
Sunshine
Lawrence.
Was, a, you know, a,
the first number one overall pick, yeah. Right, since Trevor.
Well, for J-Ham, for Darian Newsome, thank you, Dustin Starr. I'm John Harden. I hope everybody gets out there, grabs a bottle of Tito's, makes that world a better place. We'll see you on the flip side. Peace.
Join the voice of the Tigers, Dave Woloshin, for Wolo and Friends. Weekday mornings from 10 to 11 here on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.